Welcome to Crackers and Milk Podcast. This is your host, David. I am joined by Jake and Ryan.
Hey.
Hey.
We are actually going to talk about our top five animated Disney comedies. These will include Pixar and the normal Disney stuff. So what we are going to do is we're going to mention our 5, 4, 3, and 2, and then we are going to talk more in depth about our ones. So, just so you all know. Okay, who would like to go first? Well, Ryan went first last time. Jacob, would you like to go first?
All right.
Sweet.
Do you want me to list all
how would
five through two?
Yeah, let's go. You do your list 5 through 2, and then we'll have Ryan, and then I'll do my 5 through 2.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 5, The Princess and the Frog.
Okay.
Number 4, Tangled.
All right.
3, Robin Hood.
Ooh, okay.
2, The Jungle Book.
Oh, okay.
No.
You're 5 through 2.
Yeah. Good thing is I have none of those. So we're not going over that again. My number 5 is Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
Love me the... I'm going Wreck-It. And then Toy Story 2 is my number 4.
Toy Story, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all
okay.
Right. And... it's not higher on the list because it made me cry a little bit more than normal comedies.
Oh, so it's down on number 4 because you can't.
Yeah, the there's that part. Song in there, When She Loved Me.
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That made me tear up a bit. My number 3 is Toy Story 3.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That weeper?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one at the end there with the Bonnie and... handing off the toys. And,
yeah. And them holding hands as they're going into the
incinerator. Do you cry more in that one than in 2?
Not me.
Okay. So you're somewhat heartless.
Well, yes.
Just kidding. Man, I wish everybody could have seen Ryan's face right there.
I had to think about it, process, and agree. Anyways, no, my number 2 is Toy Story.
Wow, like...
Yeah.
All of them, all of them right
there. Toy Story fan. They have a couple rides at the Disney parks. Toy Story Mania. Holy moly, is that a good ride.
Have you bought in Toy Story Mania on those rides? What? Have you bought into Toy Story Mania?
Yeah.
With those?
Yeah. I always get the high score. High score of the hour. Then you look at the day or the month and it's like way higher than what you scored, but... Yeah, at least I have some kind of high score.
Yeah, because it's people who are there all the time.
Yeah, they know what to shoot and where to shoot and when. Cheaters.
Actually watched the documentary about how they made that.
The ride?
The ride where you do that. Yeah, I thought it was cool.
It is so fun. Well, and they have the Buzz Lightyear ride as well.
Yeah, that's the one I've been on.
Yeah. That one's pretty fun, too.
Me and my sister didn't realize what was happening until about halfway through the ride. We're like, oh, we can shoot things.
It's not just for show. There's a laser here.
How are they turning around the car in front of us? What are they doing?
The one in... So the two rides, there's one in California and there's one in Florida. And the one in Florida does, like, you can control the spin of the vehicle.
Yeah.
But the guns don't come out. Where the one in California, you can still control the vehicle, but your guns will come out, so you can move them around.
Yeah.
So, but they're essentially the same.
That's cool.
Essentially the same thing. So, but anyways,
okay.
That's my 5 to 2.
So my 5 to 2 is okay. It's a tie for 5. Bugs Life. Or Toy Story 3. One of them. I can't choose between them. Number 4, Hercules. I like Hercules. I thought that was kind of funny. Number 3, Emperor's New Groove. And then number 2, Monsters University.
Yeah, good choice. Good choice.
Yeah. Yeah. That hit me at the right time because I was in college. And it's like, oh, that just feels.
You stole a pig?
Well, not stealing a pig, but it was more like just like the mentality of a college student where you had the finals and like you had a guy with like all these coffees like shaking because like he's stressed about finals. Like you see that all the time, like kids stressing about finals and you stressing about finals. Yeah, that was pretty fun. Okay, so now our number ones, Jake.
The Emperors Do Groove. It is by far to me the funniest Disney animated movie.
Why? Why do you think that's the funniest?
Well, they got comedic actors for the parts. Mm-hmm. I mean, Patrick Warburton is...
Kronk. That's Kronk, yeah.
David Spade is... Yeah. John Goodman, mm-hmm. at the time, was a comedy actor.
Yeah. And he's still, like, even in his roles, like, now, he's still that comedic type of guy.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Except for that Cloverfield movie.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched that one.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, creep.
Is that a scary movie?
A little bit. It's...
Is it more tense than anything?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's because of John Goodman. Mm.
Well, he does have that voice. I still like him as Poncho.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the scene that stands out to me the most is when Poncho's family trick Uzma and Kronk, and she goes flying down the hill.
Yeah.
And she ends up as the pinata, and they're hitting her, and she looks like a pinata. So, for me, I laughed the hardest at that scene more than any other movie save one.
What's the one?
Dumb and Dumber when I was 14.
Yeah. That's understandable. Yeah. So, watching that movie, because I watched it just to make sure I got that right. The funniest one was like when, or one of the funniest parts is when Kuzma is going through the line of girls and he says all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then you're just realizing, you're like, wait, that's David Spade. David Spade is playing like his normal David Spade self, where it's like he's this womanizing type of person. It's like, oh, it's kind of funny. Just like the little small humor out of it, I think.
I mean, Kronk's devil and angel.
He has to wait for the other guy one time. Like, oh, where's the other guy?
He shows up, he's in a bathtub. Well, and then like my second point, and the devil starts doing a hand, and Kronk's like, oh, I don't really see. And the angel's like, no, he's got a good point. the whole, when he's trying to get rid of Kuzma.
Yeah.
And he's like, doing his own action music. I mean, the whole movie is just a laugh riot to me. I mean, they dress him as the llama as a woman to go get into that restaurant. And Kronk ends up being the chef. So, yeah, the Emperor's New Groove is just...
So, with Emperor's New Groove, I researched it more. Mm-hmm. Like, after... I didn't know, because it was supposed to be about, like, the Ink Empire. Mm-hmm. Like, and it seemed like it's supposed to be a more serious movie than what they did. And so they had it this serious movie, and then at a certain point, it was like, it's over budget or something like that. And then... Mm-hmm. They just changed it to, okay, we're just making it a comedy, more lighthearted. And The Road of El Dorado was coming out at the same time, and they saw that, and it's like, okay, we got to change this out.
And they contacted Tom Jones, and they animated him in. I mean, how hilarious is that? What's his name? Kuzco!
Yeah, like Sting was supposed to be the guy. Sting wrote some of those songs.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, then they had Tom Jones.
They weren't as good.
Well, the one song that was nominated was by Sting.
I know.
And
My Furry Friend and Me, and it's a boring song.
It's way boring. And I looked at the nominees that year, and I was like, yeah, that shouldn't have won. It's not, I don't know. It's early or late 90s-ish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Early 2000s kind of style.
Yeah.
And so,
High
school.
I did like the joke where they were going up, and then Kuzco said, oh, thank goodness you're not fat or like big to Poncho. That one was funny. That's a funny joke. When they're trying to grab the rope. Yeah.
It's like they're tied to that tree, and they're like, oh no. Big waterfall, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Big heavy rocks on it. Booyah.
Who do you think, out of all the characters in that one, who do you guys think won that movie? Like, to me, because every time I think of that movie. Uzma? Mm-hmm. You think so?
I'll just spit this out. This is my number one as well. So while we're talking about Nick's number one, might as well talk about mine. Because the same. Anyways, Kuzco is hilarious.
Yeah.
How much he is into himself. And.
Hold on.
Okay. Well, that was awkward.
Very awkward.
Yeah, I mean, just how into himself he is.
Yeah.
And the journey he has to go through to really find himself.
Yeah.
But turning into a llama is classic when they're trying to kill him. I mean, what does Yzma say? Oh, I have the quote here about her, and you said this. I think you almost quoted it word for word. And it goes, how shall I do it? Oh, I know. I'll turn him into a flea, a harmless little flea, and they'll put him in a flea, that little flea in a box. And then I'll put that box inside of another box. And then I'll mail that box to myself. And when it arrives, ha, I'll smash it with a hammer. That it's brilliant, 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 I tell you, genius, I say. And then she knocks over the bottle and ruins that idea. And she says, or I'll just save on postage and I'll just poison him with this. And that's how the whole movie is. Like, and it's not just Yzma that's like that. I mean, she's fantastic in it. But, I mean, everybody, all the lines, all the one-liners.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the wrong lever. And then they come back to it. And Kuzma's coming in with the crocodile on his butt. Why does she even have a lever like that?
Yeah. And then Kronk trying to remind himself to do things. Poison for Kuzco. Kuzco's poison. So good.
I liked at the end where he opens the latch. He's like,
that's where this lets out.
Yeah.
So funny.
In my opinion, the comic genius of it is fantastic. And the director, Mark Dindal, he directed Chicken Little.
Okay.
And that would have been on my top 10.
Yeah.
It's not a super amazing movie, but if you go and watch it, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And it's got the same tone as Emperor's New Groove. And
you know what? It does. I watched that recently.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And, you know, when you get the is the Incan or the Mayan culture?
I think it's
are they one and the same? But
they're not one and the same. Mine would be like Central Mexico, and then Inca is like southern in South America.
Right. But just having him trying to.
First, we are now back live.
So the director.
Yeah, that guy.
Sorry, guys. Our SD card all pooped out. We were recording without it. So let's try and make it at least somewhat organic.
So we were talking about The Emperor's New Groove.
And then the director that did Emperor's New Groove also did Chicken Little, which is a funny movie, which is a great movie. Mm-hmm. Like that is like, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I like it. The whole movie is great, but the ending is just awesome because I love Adam West as Chicken Little.
Love
that guy.
Well, and Jake was mentioning earlier about the voice talent for Emperor's New Groove, and I don't think there's a better cast than that as far as a Disney comedic movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
as far as the voice, yeah.
Yeah, everybody came in, and it felt very natural.
Yeah.
The banter between everybody just felt really good. It was funny.
Yeah.
But there's movies that you can watch every once in a while.
Yeah.
Emperor's New Groove. I can watch it every time it's on.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if it comes on any part of the, any time, you're watching, your kids are watching, they're watching it, it's 45 minutes in or 75, whatever, like 3/4 in, you just sit and watch the rest.
Yeah.
or if it's like 5 minutes in, it's like, okay, I can watch this even.
Oh, more. Definitely 5 minutes in. Yeah, you're set for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whiny voice of David Spade and and the, you know, the Patrick Warburton, poison. I don't know. And then...
Oh, my spinach puffs.
Yeah. Oh, just this big buff, burly guy.
And the whole...
And he just wants to cook.
And the chipmunk, the talking and chipmunk.
Squeak him, squeak, squeaker. Squeakity, squeak him.
You know, now you say that the director is the same. It's like, oh, if you remember in Chicken Little, it has the ba, like the sheep guy teaching the class.
Yeah. That's Captain Picard, right?
Yeah. Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Warp factor 9. Engage.
Number 1.
Number 1. I need to go number 2. Sorry, I dirtied that up.
Way to take us to the gutter, Ryan.
It's natural to me. It's easy.
Sorry, that was funny. My number one is Wreck-It Ralph. Are we done talking about Emperor's New Groove?
I think we've covered all the topics of. Yeah.
I don't know because we had to stop.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
But I'm just joking.
No, I think we covered all the topics of it.
I agree.
Mine is Wreck-It Ralph. Like I had Monsters University at my number one for a little while, and then it was like, wait a minute. Monsters University is a great, I think it's a good one, and it's funny. The comedic actors, you know, with John Goodman is Sully, which is great, and then Mike Wazowski, great underdog story.
Yeah,
always Billy find Crystal. That.
Yeah,
yeah. And then it was like, wait a minute, and then Wreck-It Ralph came up in my brain. I was like, wait, man, okay, that one.
Yeah,
I can sit and watch that one a lot more than I can sit and watch Monsters University. Like Monsters University is like this once in a while movie that I can watch.
Okay.
And then Wreck-It Ralph is more of like, oh, yeah, I can watch this. So going through just taking my notes with it, just so I could be a lot more prepared with it. I do like the opening scene where he's introducing himself. And you don't know what's going on, but then you finally see that he's in a bad guy. I don't know how he says it, but it's like an AA meeting.
It's been a while
since
I've seen it, but
it's just an AA meeting, and he's talking about his stuff, and like going to those meetings and understanding those meetings, so funny. Like it's just kind of funny, and then you have Satan there, where he's like, "Oh, thanks, Satan." He goes, "Satine."
You sounded just like him. Satine.
And then, like, people are trying to get Ralph to understand, like, hey, you know, it's okay to be a bad guy, but you're not a bad guy.
If I not bad guy, who crush men's heads like spiny sparrows' eggs between thighs?
And then, like, you see a pair of underwear where Ralph's trying to find a medal, and he's like, oh, Zengi.
Just because I'm bad guy doesn't mean I'm bad guy.
Yeah, and John C. Reilly does a really good job.
Yeah. And then you had Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
Did a great job. And also, like, the word duty. That, the movie didn't ruin the word duty for me. A friend ruined duty for me. But every time I hear duty, it's like, oh, they're talking about, you know, It's duty. And that whole thing, like, that's... I found that always funny with it. Like,
okay.
Duty. Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Duty.
Yes. So, Sarah Silverman was Jane Lynch. And I'm trying to remember the guy at Fix It Felix.
He's the guy... He's...
Jack McBriar?
Yeah, he's from... Well, I only see him in, like, 30 Rock. That's all I can
Kenneth
recognize
from
him.
30 Rock.
Where he's just that... outgoing, happy, wonderful, oh,
perfect
so
for
optimistic.
Felix,
yeah, So yeah. Perfect for that one. And John C. Reilly was perfect for Wreck-It Ralph, I thought, just because he does remind me of Cal C from it was that Will Ferrell one, the car one. Oh. Talladega Nights. Where yeah. It's like, oh, he's a good guy, but he's a bad guy also at the same time. Kind of slow, but you know that there's something behind him. He's trying to grow from that. So, like, I...
Shake and bake. That just happened.
What is he, a shake and bake?
And I thought with the score, like, the music in that was... just spot on, because you did have like a video game type of feel to it, to the whole score. Like,
yeah,
it didn't matter like what it was. And then you had a lot of cameos from the other video games, which does make sense, which is awesome that they got some of those in.
I was surprised to see Sonic in there.
Yeah.
Qbert.
Yeah. Bowser was in there.
Yeah, Mario, Nintendo character. Yeah.
That shows you the mouse has money.
I felt that was another good casting movie.
Yes.
Really good casting.
Yeah. And like Jane Lynch, like her...
She's got a really tragic backstory.
Yeah.
And like her voice, like that totally is commanding. And
yeah,
like it fits her so well.
Oh, when he goes into that game, the hero's duty, Ed, the little girl's playing it, and she's like, "What's going on?" And he's like, "Get out!"
So true. And then when you go into Sugar Rush, and all the candy references, like Devil Dog, so they bring out like. The devil's devil type of food or some, and then also the Oreo chant. Yeah. It's like Oreo, and then Oreos are Oreo are the guards like that.
I had to roll my eyes on that. I it was pretty funny, but it was like that was a stretch for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good joke though.
Yeah.
No,
and then they had King Candy, Wreck-It Ralph. You're going to the dungeon. What was it? The Fungeon.
Yeah.
I have a fungin.
Yeah. You want to hit a guy with glasses? You hit a guy with glasses.
And then,
And then the who's the little sour candy?
Oh,
Sour Bill.
Sour Bill.
Oh my gosh, was that guy perfect?
For the longest time, I thought it was Ty Burrell. For the longest time, I thought it was Ty Burrell because it sounded like him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was another guy, but he did great.
No, get me out of your mouth.
And then when he rolls out as that monster and he just keeps rolling and rolling, and becomes this huge big glob and can't even move anymore. Oh my.
Yeah.
And he can't even really talk.
I think some of the things that stuck out to me is the other racers when they went to beat up or bully Vanellope, I thought of Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Like when Johnny comes down and starts the fight, or he talks to the girl and then they start a fight, and it's like, oh, it looks like Karate Kid a little bit. Just enough
I
for
can see
me
that.
To be like, oh, it's interesting.
So you had a sense of nostalgia, even though it wasn't the same story.
Yeah, yeah. It just like the connection stuff. I thought that like those sorts of things of connecting other movies and bringing in other elements in that sort of sense made the story a little bit more funnier for me.
Yeah,
because you had to like pick up on some stuff like. And I know I'm slow, and like I've had to watch it over and over to pick these things
You're
up.
You're not
but
slow.
Those up.
Above average.
And then.
Slightly.
That last race when they were going through the different part. Mm-hmm. I thought of Zootopia too. I was like, oh, that's kind of like Zootopia, where they go through the different parts with when they're on the train.
That was one of the laugh out loud points of that movie for me, when she passes King Candy and she like winks at him and does the, you know, drifting past him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I went, ha! Probably the only one in the theater who did that. Okay,
well, that was you.
Yeah, I was the only one in the theater who did that. Yes, that was me. Yes.
And then, okay, so the reveal of Turbo, that was like, oh wow,
Turbo-tastic.
Yeah, and then you had Ralph making the ultimate sacrifice for his friend.
Yeah.
Like we talked about in the last one, it was a very tear-jerkish type of moment. Very
tears streaming down my face as he's doing the bad guy chant from the AA meeting.
Yeah. And seeing that and, like, you know, bringing it into your own personal life, sometimes you just kind of do that for somebody you love and care about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it hits you at a personal level. So it's like you have those fun references with Candy and all the fun references to other movies and just making fun of things. And then you have this one personal moment where you can feel it. You can understand him because you are sacrificing for somebody else and you're showing that you care about somebody else. And then of course, Vanellope coming and saving the day, saving him and doing that like that. Yeah. It was just like that tear-jerkish moment in it. And then seeing the future of them, seeing the future of all of them, where they find, like, Felix and Ralph kind of coming to grips with, okay, we both are important to this game.
Yeah.
We have to be important to this game. And so.
And Felix makes him a row of houses for him and the Q-bert
character. How creepy was King Candy as one of those bugs?
Oh, so creepy.
I have nightmares.
Can I ask you? So, watching that, because I watched it again today. Ralph breaks free.
Yeah.
Why didn't King Candy go back after him? You know what I mean? Because there's a distance between when he breaks free and the Mentos.
Yeah.
I know it wouldn't be great for the movie, but at the same time, practicality would say no.
That's exactly the point.
It's a movie.
It wouldn't be good for the movie.
I know it wouldn't be good for the movie, but still. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Reality.
Bad guys in real life are just going to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not going to give you their master plan.
Oh, that's why all the James Bond villains are, in real life, they're idiots. Yeah. But in a movie, they're fantastic because James Bond survives.
Yeah.
Do you want to see Wreck-It Ralph dead? We could draw that up real quick.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dead? Yeah. Oh, the alternate ending to Wreck-It Ralph.
He's just about to hit it. And then King Candy gets him and rips him apart. And the game is destroyed.
Well, the movie's destroyed, right? But wouldn't that be a good... Wouldn't that be a good twist to the ending? Ralph dead?
Not for kids.
Yeah.
It's a kids movie, Dave.
True. I get
that. Ralph got wrecked. That's what that movie would be.
Ralph got wrecked.
And he dies at the end. And that's why King Candy didn't catch him after Ralph broke out.
There's your explanation.
Ralph stunned him. With his strength and his power. And he's like, I can't touch this guy.
There you have it.
Okay, all right. And then I also liked how the light reminded you of killing mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah, because that's what they were. They were bugs.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. Mosquitoes deserve to die anyway.
They fulfill the measure of their creation.
All right. We hope you liked that, our list. So we have
sorry about the choppiness.
Yes. I'm going to address that while we...
Editing.
Thank you for joining. We hope that you enjoy it. So we have Two Emperor New Groove and Wreck-It Ralph, so I think Emperor's New Groove would probably be our consensus.
Winner chicken parm dinner.
Yeah. So thank you for joining.
Second week in a row.
Winner, winner. Go. One day I'll probably win. Maybe.
Join the club.
So please subscribe, and if you have any comments, leave some comments and leave your top five comedies or your top favorite Disney animated comedy in the comments. So thank you so much. Have a great day and make good choices.